Liberty Hall, Irish, Halla NSA IRS, in Dublin, Ireland, is the headquarters of the Services, Industrial, Professional, and Technical Union, SIPTU. It was formerly the tallest storied building in the state, at 59.4 meters, 195 and number 160 feet, high until it was superseded by the County Hall outside Cork City, which was itself superseded by the Elysian in Cork. Liberty Hall is now the third tallest building in Dublin, after Montevetro and the Millennium Tower in Grand Canal Dock. Liberty Hall is more historically significant in its earlier form, as the headquarters of the Irish Transport and General Workers Union early in the 20th century, and also as the headquarters of the Irish Citizen Army, ICA. Standing on Beresford Place and Eden Quay, near the Custom House, the original Liberty Hall was a hotel before it became headquarters of the Irish Citizen Army. During the 1913 Dublin lockout, a soup kitchen for workers' families was run there by Maud Gonne and Constance Markievicz. Following the outbreak of the First World War, a banner reading "We serve neither King nor Kaiser, but Ireland" was hung on its front wall, and ICA's newspaper, The Irish Worker, was printed inside. The newspaper was shut down by the British government for sedition under the Defence of the Realm Act. It was replaced for a short time by a paper called The Worker until that too was banned. Connolly edited a third paper, The Worker's Republic, from 1915 until the Easter Rising in 1916. Until the Easter Rising, Liberty Hall also served as a munitions factory, where bombs and bayonets were made for the impending rebellion. It was on the street in front of the building that the leaders of the Rising assembled before their march to the General Post Office on Easter Monday. They left the building vacant throughout Easter week, a fact unknown to the British authorities, who chose the building as the first to be shelled. It was completely leveled by British artillery during the Rising, but it was faithfully restored afterwards. In the late 1950s, Liberty Hall was declared unsafe and promptly demolished. The present building, which has 16 stories, was constructed between 1961 and 1965. It was originally fitted with windows of non-reflective glass, but after they were damaged by a UVF car bomb in 1972, they were replaced with windows of reflective glass. The viewing platform, which had only recently been opened, was also closed after the car bomb. On October 19, 2006, it was announced that SIPTU, into which the Irish Transport and General Workers Union had merged in 1990, was seeking planning permission to demolish Liberty Hall and build a new headquarters on the same site. By October 2007, SIPTU had selected a short list of architects to design the new building and was planning to demolish the current building in 2009. In January 2008, the Dublin architects Gilroy McMahon, who had designed the new stands at Croke Park, were chosen to design the new Liberty Hall. In February 2012, SIPTU was granted planning permission by Dublin City Council to demolish the present structure and build a 22-story replacement, with a height of about 100 meters. The new building would have included office space, a theater, and a heritage center. However, in November 2012, the planning permission was overturned by an board plenilla, which ruled unanimously that the new building would be unacceptably dominant in the city. Liberty Hall was the subject of a documentary broadcast on Route 1 in May 2009. Coordinates, 53°2054 and 6°1519W/53.34833°N6.255282°W/53.34833, -6.25528.